91X News.
It's 21 degrees with a light rain shower at 5 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Haley Rose. Loyalist has named a new president. Dr. Anne Marie Vaughn will join the college on November 7th. Vaughn most recently served as the president and chief executive officer for the College of the North Atlantic in Newfoundland from 2011 to 2016. The Loyalist Board of Governors made the decision to elect her last Thursday, but the announcement was made earlier today. Vaughn will replace President Maureen Piercy, who served as president at Loyalist for 11 years. QNET News reporter Stelios Pappas was downtown Belleville earlier today and has the scoop on the warm October day.
Hey, thanks, Haley. This is Stelios Pappas here in the downtown core of Belleville. It's very windy. Around the humidex is about 26 degrees. We're not breaking any records just yet. If it hits about 2 more degrees, we will be. But from what the weather reports in Environment Canada is saying, it does not seem like we will be hitting 28 degrees. Real feel. That being said, it's very windy. There's a little light drippings here and there, and not much for rain yet, but it might rain. There's a higher percent chance of rain in the evening and thunderstorms into the late evening. So hopefully people can enjoy the nice sunny and t-shirt almost weather now.
Local restaurants and bars are welcoming Jays fans with open arms. QNET News reporter Courtney Bell has the story.
Let's go Blue Jays!
Ever since the Blue Jays made playoffs, bars and restaurants are picking up business in Belleville. Jeff Bachervais, general manager at Boston Pizza, has noticed a difference in business since the Jays made playoffs.
We fill the lounge every time, for sure.
Bachervais likes the atmosphere that comes along with each game.
Gets everybody excited, and it's fun for the staff and fun for the guests to come in as well.
Brandon Moon is the assistant manager at Wild Wing and doesn't mind the business either.
Since the Jays made playoffs, it's been good. We've been getting a lot of crowd in here since they've made the playoffs. Everybody trying to root the Jays on.
The Blue Jays play their fourth and perhaps final game right now. Courtney Bell, QNET News, Belleville.
A massive investigation into human trafficking across Canada has netted 32 suspects, with 25 arrests in Ontario alone. Nearly 400 officers from more than 50 Canadian police services, including the FBI in the U.S., took part in Operation Northern Spotlight. Charges laid during the investigation include trafficking in persons under 18, exercising control, and making and distributing child pornography. Investigators say a number of the victims identified are under the age of 16. China's most powerful business leaders plan to call on Justin Trudeau to open Canada's trade and investment doors even wider to the Asian superpower. Several members of the exclusive China Entrepreneurial Club, which is often referred to as the Billionaires Club, will meet with Trudeau today, the second such meeting in less than 2 months. The club's president, Ma Wuhu, tells the Canadian press that they will urge Trudeau to ease what they see as excessively rigid rules that hold back Chinese investors. That's QNET News on 91X to 503. In sports, Toronto manager John Gibbons has made just one change to his batting for this afternoon's American League Championship Series game, flipping Kevin Pillar and Ezekiel Carrera. Carrera moved up to number 7 while Pillar dropped to 8. Jose Bautista continued in the leadoff spot. The Blue Jays face a do-or-die game four of the series against the Cleveland Indians, who extended their series lead to 3-0 with a 4-2 win last night. The Los Angeles Dodgers take on the Chicago Cubs in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series tonight. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says his team has tried to keep things simple.
We're going to have our work cut out for us, and I think that I've said it, you know, pretty redundantly. I think that if you know, the opposing pitcher executes, it's going to be a tough night for us. But, you know, we've got to have an approach, a plan, which I know we will. And when they do make mistakes, we got to capitalize. So I think that's as simple as it can possibly be.
And Carson Pommel will be back in action when the Cardinals host the Jets tonight. The Arizona quarterback missed last week's game with a concussion. Palmer says the Jets defense is going to give him a difficult night.
They play the run extremely well. They play the run as well as anybody's playing in the league right now. They rush the passer for a big physical. You know, they look like a run-stopping group. There's a lot of pass rushers in that group, too. Very, very good players.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 5:05, it's 21 degrees with a light rain shower. The forecast for tonight, mainly cloudy with 60% chance of showers and risk of a thunderstorm, low of 9. Tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 19. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Haley Rose. News on 91X next at 6 o'clock.